Hello, this is Morgan Freeman from the Shawshank Redemption. This is the Good Brothers Show with Levi, Lucas, and Les. Their sister Hillary is joining them because Laban is on paternity leave. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another special edition episode of the Good Brothers Show. We're here with me, Levi, we got Lucas, we got Laz, and we got a special guest with us again today.
Oh my gosh.
She's coming out. Who's that? She's coming out from behind.
They just hit her music. Hi. There she is.
Is that Triple H?
She's flexing. Pyrotechnics are going off.
Hillary Noel Burke. Her name is just all over the screens. And she's wearing all leather.
It is I.
She has one of those big old belts on. Not like a cool wrestling belt. There's like a really, really fat, wide
yeah,
belt.
Yeah, it's big. Big lots buckle on there. Yeah.
Lots of holes.
Anyways.
Welcome, Hillary.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I knew you were going to come out and fight me, Hillary.
You ready?
I'm waiting for this match. I've been waiting for WrestleMania all this time.
It's time. The SmackDown is going to happen.
For India versus Pakistan.
I have mom muscles. You'd be surprised. I'm strong.
Yeah.
Vince, I've been waiting for this fight for a long time. You've been having me fight other weaklings. You've been having me fight Laban and Haven. But I wanted Hillary Noel and her mom muscles.
Her mom muscles.
Perfect.
You'd be surprised. You really would.
Hillary, yeah, what do you think would be your signature move if you were a wrestler?
Like, probably just like, what's the one where they like suicide. Jump and like elbow them?
Flying elbow.
Yeah,
just flying a flying elbow.
I would just like fingers. Jump and like...
Special sticky move, sticky fingers.
Perfection.
It's from all the boogers I'm wiping off my kids.
That's right.
There you go.
No. Yeah, I think I could do it like a jump and just like elbow you right in the head or in the neck. Take you out.
Yeah, pretty weak.
Yeah.
That's usually like a
starter?
A starter.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
That's like midway through the match. You need to
have something that people are like, this match will not be over until Hillary does at least one of these.
Flying elbow, I feel like it can't be just from the
regular
stance.
Well, that's how I would start.
You can do flying elbow on like a ladder match, I think, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
But like flying elbow on just a regular match, come on.
It's weak.
Nowadays, yeah, that's just a filler move.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well.
What's the coolest move you've ever done on your own kids?
Yeah.
On my own kids?
Yeah, I've suplexed. Like, have you thrown Pearl, like off the couch?
Oh, yeah, I've thrown her off the couch or, like, just, like,
call the police right
flip
now.
Onto the bed.
Did you guys get that?
Yeah. Oh, onto the bed, okay.
Yeah. Not on the floor.
Now that's Child Protective Services are here.
We have a guy.
And I will kill you.
All right. Yeah. We should actually, Hillary's here, so we need to come up with some good topics to all talk together. We are a day past Halloween, spooky season.
Yeah.
We're in Christmas season already.
We're already.
November 1st, baby.
That's right. We are out of Soft Rocktober, which I'm so thankful for all the music we talked about the last month.
Yeah, it was nice, but it's time to move on.
It's time to move on past music. Last week was a pretty music-heavy episode, so yeah, let's move past that. Let's go into something different. Yeah. I have a couple topics, and Laz, I like that you have a small whiteboard.
Yeah, well, it's late at night. I have my window open, so you can't really see it. You can't when we do it at night. You can't see it anyway.
True.
So,
true.
Yeah. No, the big whiteboard, not my window. It is a whiteboard.
it's a whiteboard. It's not a big window or door. It's a whiteboard. But are you going to add to your man that you've been working on?
Actually, I didn't add anything to him last week, so I'll add two things.
Okay. I have something called, I guess I'm trying to think of a shorter way to say it, but it'd be like dress code curfew meal plan. But would be a faster way to say that? Basically, I just want to do a which would you rather have from a global level that is mandated to us. Global dress code curfew meal plan.
Okay. Interesting.
And then we could just talk about which one is the worst, which one's the best. Which one would you actually be like, okay, cool. Yeah. Takes a lot of pressure off me, personally. There you go. But do you guys have anything that you would like to dive into deep? Especially since Hillary's here.
Not really. Honestly, I was hoping Hillary would have a whole list of topics she was dying for us to talk about.
Have you guys ever discussed conspiracy theories?
Or ones that you could buy into? I think the only one we ever talked about was the Mandela effect.
That and then Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah. Is Dennis Rodman OP?
Is that a conspiracy theory? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're actually a very conspiracy heavy podcast. What do you have one you're thinking about?
Oh. I was just gonna bring it up.
Okay, sounds good.
bring up love some that. Ideas. Love that. Also, sayings or things that you may oversay a lot that you don't realize you say.
Okay.
You'd be good to tell us all of our sayings because I know I have way too many, probably. Mm-hmm.
I know that I do. I've been becoming more conscious of this, which is why I bring it up. Also, I was going to bring up something regarding butt rock, but you guys said Rocktober is over.
We are in butt rock November.
Yeah,
we
got soft Rocktober is over.
Soft Rocktober is done.
So butt rock November.
We're going right into stop Scott Stapp Nickelback.
Yeah.
Give the dog a paddy whack November.
Yeah.
But that's all I got.
Stained. I'm trying to think of any other butt rock bands. But if you close your eyes. That's my favorite butt rock band.
We got like Nickelback.
Wait, that guy passed away though, right? I shouldn't make fun.
I don't know, did he?
Wait, isn't that is that Avicii?
Linkin Park?
Avicii.
No, that Avicii did, but that's not Avicii. Honestly, I don't know who that is.
Oh, Bastille.
That's right, Bastille. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. We got off track.
Anyways, that's not butt rock. Okay?
It's not. Butt rock is not, very specific.
Don't talk about Avicii. Don't talk about Avicii ever again on the show. Okay.
No, don't.
Yeah. Anyways, the music we do like. What was it? Butt rock. Yeah.
Butt rock.
Let's see here.
Well, mainly, one, I was reading something the other day where they classified POD as butt rock. And what, first, I don't think POD is butt rock.
I don't think so either.
So I wanted to clear that up.
No.
Like, Youth of the Nation, not butt rock.
That's like hip hop rock.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like it's closer to like nu metal than anything.
Yeah, you're
which,
right.
Which, not really, but like when it has like the rap in the like what's it called? Oh my goodness, how am I forgetting?
It's like whatever. Fred Durst. Yeah, it's like whatever Limp Bizkit is.
Limp Bizkit. Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, just like that style of music. It's different than butt rock for sure. Is it nu metal? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I can't think of the genre.
Nu metal was like Slipknot. Like,
what is that genre?
You're talking about ska.
Ska.
What? That's ska.
No, ska is just trumpets.
No, I know ska.
Ska
I
is just ska. Ska is if your pet band also was a rock band and
true.
Very cool.
I mean, Sublime is ska in a way.
Yeah,
they have ska but elements.
But they all have that like Rastafarian like island groove to them.
Yeah, it is nu metal.
New metal. Their genre?
With an N-U, right?
Yeah, N-U.
This is the new metal. Yeah. We discovered it.
It's like
it's cooler than gold.
It's like metal, but it's not about death. It's more about, like, I hate cleaning my room. I hate my boss, okay? Yeah, my friend's going to kill himself. Stuff like that.
Is that Linkin Park new metal, too?
Maybe.
They're punk.
I don't know.
Punk new metal rock.
Because they had a rapper, but I don't know.
POD.
I don't think so.
If you say POD is butt rock, then I question if you really listened to POD.
Yeah.
This is not butt rock.
Yeah.
Butt rock, when I think of butt rock, I think of like the classics. Obviously, Nickelback,
Creed,
Hinder,
Seether.
Seether a little bit, yeah.
A little?
Unless he's playing with Amy Lee from Evanescence.
I would say Stained.
Stained.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but you know what? Stained's voice isn't quite as like, you know, I don't know. I'll be right here waiting.
True.
Yeah. With someone on Comedy Bang Bang that they always say, like, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Whenever somebody says it's been a while, Scott always goes, it's been a while. And, like, nobody ever addresses it.
Or they would do, it's been.
Why do I touch you?
No. Would you guys agree that Lips of an Angel is a terrible song?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And there was multiple people that I went to high school with that thought that was a beautiful song.
I really want to see you.
They're like,
terrible.
We're doing our dances at stinking the formal, and people are like, could you play Lips of an Angel?
What are you going to do to this song? How are you going to dance to this?
I'm
going to
cheat on my date that I brought with me to this song. What? Like, I'm going to dance with a different person. What?
And cry. Yeah.
I'm going to go talk to a different date. Honey, why are you calling me?
So late. Okay, if you were on an island and you were trapped there and you had to pick one butt rock song to listen to for the rest of your life, you're stranded for the rest of your life on an island, the only music you could listen to is butt rock.
Oh, what's the...
What song?
One Last Breath.
One Last Breath or Higher song. By Creed.
I'm not going to... Creed. Creed is actually a good band.
I would say Creed is good.
Dang, dude.
Creed
is good.
Creed rocks, man.
So Take Me Higher.
What's the
One Last Breath?
Yeah. What's One Last Breath?
6 feet from the edge.
Yeah, One Last Breath is home now. I'm 6 feet from the edge.
I'm 6 feet from. What's the one where he's taking the cave bath?
That's Arms Wide Open, right?
With Arms Wide Open.
El Cristo Redentor.
In Rio de Janeiro.
I love that part.
Yeah, we're talking about the literal music videos that were popular on YouTube back in the day. Excuse me.
Wake me up!
12 Stones, a great Christian rock band that I loved. They were kind of like all emo at first, like the first album was, but then they put the second album out and it definitely went full hard butt rock.
Well, that Big Dismal album, the band Big Dismal,
Big Dismal.
Yeah, I was into them. They were definitely.
I want to remember
all the times for sure. Yeah, I was really into Big Dismal.
Glad we're out of Soft Rocktober so we can talk butt rock.
Yeah, what about is Todd Agnew? Is he butt rock?
Butt worship.
Butt worship.
So if I can have a dream lineup show. And, I mean, hopefully I'm the headliner. I would put Eric Church, Chris True. Cornell, any band absolutely. That he's ever been involved Chris with. Cornell. I really don't care as long as he's there singing.
R.I.P.
I would probably put Drake there.
Oh, nice.
And, Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw, okay. Nice. That's the dream lineup. All right. So we got me, Eric Church, Drake, Chris Cornell, any band he's in, I don't care as long as he's there.
Are we in
Tim McGraw
Stadium Country November now?
that's to answer your question earlier. That's my Desert Islands concert. That's it. Those are people both that I want to listen to and I want to help me survive.
That's it.
I broke my back.
That's what Tim McGraw's saying about that whole lineup. Like, I break my back carrying this whole thing.
He's the headliner. What was the Tim McGraw and who did he collab with back in the day? Was it LL Cool J? No. Nelly?
Maybe.
For Over and Over Again?
I think something like that.
Yeah. Was that Tim McGraw?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think so. Yeah. I remember that from Yahoo Music back in the day.
Over and Over Again.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
But then, you know what? They walked so that Old Town Road could fly.
That's true.
Because we get this rap country combo, and then, you know what? 20 years later, we got stinking Billy Ray and Lil Nas.
Yep.
Like Did you ever know that Garth Brooks that. Went through like an emo phase?
Chris Gaines.
You've come to the right podcast.
that's Gaines.
We love Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's Garth. He likes that.
I didn't know about it, and then Holden told me, and I was like, "Yeah, that's not real. That's fake."
It's awesome.
Then he showed it to me. Like, oh, okay, all right, very well.
Garth Brooks, he had a great SNL skit with Fred Slacks.
Yeah, that's a great, great bit. I was gonna say a sneaky pick for me for a Desert Island butt rock song is How You Remind Me, Nickelback. Never made it as a blind man.
Yeah.
You know that's actually not bad.
It's not like you. And then I don't know what the rest of the words are. I just always kind of was like, I'm hurrying, hurry.
It's the thing about butt rock, you can just mumble the sounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Photograph is, I mean, we all make fun of it, but now
it's
when
actually
I,
a good song.
Well, now when I hear it,
wake
I just,
me up.
Yeah, it wakes me up. It wakes up my nostalgia when I hear it now.
I really like that song, Vindicated. It's not Buttcrock. Yeah, that was a good song.
Dashboard Confessionals, which we're watching Spider-Man 2 on the TV right now.
Yes.
That's the credits song for Spider-Man 2.
Actually, this is Spider-Man 3, dude. Just to quickly correct you.
Earlier, I thought it was going to be Spider-Man 2 because I saw Doc Ock in the credits. I didn't realize it was 3. Now I'm kind of upset. This is not a good movie. Earlier, yeah. I was like, this is such a good movie. I love this movie. And it turns out it's not the one I thought. All right,
let's wrap on the butt rock.
Okay, we've been talking too much.
Good 15 minutes in or that.
Hillary, tell us about your conspiracy theories. What have you been really thinking about?
I don't know. I was just
We'll tell you if they're real or fake because we know.
We were watching Unsolved Mysteries recently, and then so they did a thing about Bigfoot sightings, right? And then we also recently watched the movie Nope, which was good. But then I started thinking about Aliens, which Nope, by the way, has some very like Signs-ish feelings to it if you guys haven't seen it yet. Very good. But so it just got me thinking, like, what about Bigfoot? Could he be real? Do you guys believe in Bigfoot or like Nessie? Or, you know, do you think it's possible? What are your thoughts?
I am desperate to believe that they're real. I'm desperate to believe that they're real. Okay, I went through a huge phase when we would go to the Wichita Library and the Evergreen Library back in the day, and I would just get every single book on, like, Bigfoot, Abominable Snowman,
right.
Loch Ness Monster, and stuff like that. And I went through a big shark phase, too. But yes. Both of those, like, I just wanted them to be real so badly. Now, I don't know. You know, it's like, if they were out there, you'd think that they would be discovered by now.
I don't know. These people had some very, like, convincing stories. Mm. But I don't know. I guess I was thinking, like, if there was one that I thought could exist, it's probably, like, Loch Ness.
Yeah.
It's deep, you know?
It's a real deep lake. Down there.
It's a real deep lake. I watched a video about it the other day. Deep. It could swim real down low, and then we might not see it. It's a sea creature, you know?
Well, do you think that's the only sea creature monster that exists? It's just the one in Scotland, or
I don't know. There could, the ocean is also ginormous.
We've explored less of the ocean than we have space. We've gone so far in space,
right?
Like, you know, we've gone so far. We really haven't gone down,
right?
We need to go down,
yeah. Right? We haven't really explored much of the ocean.
What if they built a spaceship that goes into the water?
Yes.
As in,
what if they built a spaceship on the moon?
Yes.
And they pointed it down to
Earth. Shoot it straight into
the
Earth.
Straight down.
What if? Okay, I'm writing my thesis right now. What if they? Lucas. Yeah, thank you. Play the.
There you go.
I'm pitching this to the banker from Deal or No Deal.
Okay.
What if they built a spaceship on the moon? Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
On the moon, we get up there. You know, we have. Don't interrupt me yet. Okay. You guys know NASA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Space program.
Correct.
This is scary.
Now,
it is scary.
Some people think that they faked going to the moon.
Right.
Put the flag up there. I've seen the flag. It's real.
Yeah.
And it's the American flag, so it has to be real.
Yeah, they wouldn't fake that.
Okay. Second of all, what if they build a spaceship, we plant it on the moon, and then when the moon is turning towards us at nighttime, or nighttime near the ocean, they push the red button.
Yeah.
And it goes.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys this question. Do we sit? Hold on. Hold on. Okay, turn my. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Continue.
Actually, I'll just stop typing this. I'm gonna use a voice command on my iPhone instead. Okay. What if? Now, what you guys say? Do they need to put a human, an animal, or a rover inside the rocket that's going to go in the ocean? Presumably,
right.
The rocket might go through the core of the Earth.
Yeah, it might go straight.
Yeah,
we got to make sure that the boosters aren't set too high, dude, or we'll shoot straight through the freaking Earth, okay?
I'm not saying this is conspiracy theory, but we could figure out... We could figure out what's down there. And I, you know, Hillary, to go back to your Loch Ness take,
yeah.
I think we should point that thing right at Scotland.
That's right.
Yeah, Lake Loch Ness.
So just right in the lake.
Find it.
It's getting messy.
It's going to make such a huge splash.
You know, yeah. I just think we should put a monkey inside there.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Don't we have like water drones?
Yeah.
Can we just send a drone down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A drone.
I think there's a fish called a water monkey. I would put that in there.
Okay.
It's natural environment in the ocean.
Yeah, put a water monkey in there.
Yeah. I mean.
Anyway. Yeah.
They could create a drone
maybe
that
like
can take the pressure of the water.
Yeah.
And just drive along, you know, drive along the base of the
and
ocean.
If I ever wanted to find the Bigfoot, I would point it at like the Yosemite. So I would use the same rocket.
Mm. Mm.
Because in the blast radius, you might kill Bigfoot, then we can find his carcass. I don't know.
Hold up, guys. The banker's calling.
Okay.
One second.
Okay.
I'm going to answer.
What does he have to say?
I need an offer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Does he know that he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right now?
Yeah. Whoa. You buzzed me.
Was that
He said we should try to learn to communicate with dolphins. Because if we send dolphins down...
He has no offer, just a suggestion.
No, just
I mean,
an
they
idea.
Are smart.
Dolphins, he said, they're the smartest creature on Earth. If we teach them, send them down below, GoPros on, you know, the works.
Okay, I got a question.
Okay. Wait, let me call him back, and you can ask him. All right, go.
Is he ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, is the button white now? Can I press it?
Just what button? Why?
The deal button.
Oh, yeah, hit it.
Can I press it for the dolphins?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pressing it right now. There we go, I hit it. Yep, punched it. Punched it real good.
We have a deal.
Yep.
There you go.
I think, for like personally, I definitely could see Loch Ness being some sort of creature, for sure. With all the encounters people had, like the one guy almost hit it with his motorcycle at one point.
Yeah, I remember you guys telling me that story. Because you guys heard it in like Sunday school.
I don't know what that may have been. Sunday school.
Something used to be so cool.
Used to be wild.
Yeah, I remember like you guys like watched some video or something like that, and you came home and told me about it, and like there was like that story, and like that it was like on the road, and there was another story where like its like head was out of the water, and it looked like a phone pole or something like that. I can't remember. You guys,
that was just a buoy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
probably it was
or
a
just
fake.
Some guy under the water,
lighthouse,
and being like, "This is gonna be so cool when people are like, talking about this later on." I have a harder time believing in Bigfoot just because it's a land mammal, and you know, with the industrialization of the world, I feel like we would have sniffed it out already.
Well, you'd think we'd also like find once they've passed away. Their carcasses, you know, things like that.
Maybe they feast on them. Maybe
that's true.
Like, leave no trace.
Yeah.
Well, one guy had a theory on this podcast I was listening to where they were talking about all these things that they come through portals. So when people see UFOs or orbs, that's also when the portals open up. And that's why we have Bigfoot sightings and alien sightings at the same time, which, you know.
You think Bigfoot and the aliens are working together?
they're
See, that's the problem with conspiracy theories.
I like that.
I'm just saying.
So much belief,
that's
like,
just what these people are saying.
Beliefs.
These people, like, really believe this. So I was just throwing it out
I
there.
I like that idea that all of the mythological creatures
all
are working
together.
And they have, like,
a portal world.
Yeah.
In the portal world.
They have a big HQ, and they all just, like, come out to spook
like
us every
time. It's time.
Kind of like Monsters, Inc.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. There
exactly.
You go.
Could be
that's
coming up right through those doors.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to be walking through that door. It could be a UFO, Bigfoot.
Yeah.
What's the
Mike Wazowski?
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Chupacabra.
Yeah.
I was about to say chimichanga.
Yeah.
Man, if chimichanga, I would eat that.
Listen, if the chimichanga walked through my closet door, I'd have a hard time not eating.
I would
not
in my mouth. No. Yeah. It could be Mike or Soli, I guess.
It could be.
If you guys were given the option to like, okay, I'm not gonna say it's the option.
Are Mike Rizzoli? Are they? Are they
Mike Rizzoli?
Mike Wazowski?
Oh, Mike Rizzoli, my friend.
Mike Rizzoli.
They're so cool.
I love that guy.
Awesome pizza. Yeah. Have you ever had Rizzoli's?
Best oh man, pizza, dude. Yeah.
Best
he let us
New
sit
York
in the
slice.
Garden. Incredible.
Oh, I love it. Man, they have such good pizza in New York at Rizzoli's. Anyway, sorry.
If you guys were forced to either get on a rocket ship and go into orbit and possibly go out into space to go discover something, guarantee you're going to come home safe, okay? Or you're given the option to, like, get in a submarine and go into, like, the core of the Earth and then come back out. Which one would you choose?
Space.
Space?
I think I would choose ocean because with space, there's many factors. You might hit a different orbit. and you might age differently, like in Interstellar or something like that.
Yeah, I said you come home safe but not win.
Yeah, like you could you could come back and all of a sudden you're 80 years old. Something crazy happened. But if you go to the ocean, you know, you're staying on your planet. Nothing's changing at all. You're just going to encounter very high pressures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you let me ride a rocket down there, Levi, I'll
there
go.
You go.
Water,
yeah.
Like I said earlier. But otherwise, probably go to space because it's undiscovered.
Yeah. The final frontier.
Can I ride a submarine up there?
I'm telling you now, I have plans that I cannot share with you right now because the haters will sabotage me.
That was my answer.
Okay, so, I'll just try. Whatever lets me ride a rocket, I'll do that.
Okay, sounds good. So I mean, whatever lets you ride a rocket, but you wanted to ride a submarine to space.
I mean, you didn't give me that option.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Perfect. So a rocket.
I'm playing by your
okay.
rules.
Okay. Well, here's another. Based off of what Lucas said, I thought it'd be interesting. Okay, you have to choose. 50 years into the future, you just jump 50 years. Mm-hmm. So. God willing, your children are still alive. They're just older, but you're the exact age. So you can either go 50 years into the future or you can go 50 years into the past. But you have to choose which one.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
50 years in the past, sneaky, is only the 70s.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it seems like the 70s are a lot closer than that.
Yeah.
Because growing up watching that 70s show, it was 30 years ago.
That's crazy.
So you'd be thrown into the 70s. You can do whatever you want. You can bet on every World Series. You can become a bajillionaire.
So this is after you've gone to space? Are you going off
no,
of your space
theory? Yeah, you go off into space and something weird happens. You come home and you land, and you're either 50 in the future or 50 in the past. I feel like I have to say past, and then when I get to the point where past person goes into space, I would just re-enter my family's life 50 years older and be like, it's me. I'm really rich now.
Yeah.
I invested in Apple, and I'm sorry. So my family would never know I was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I
have to spend 50 years avoiding them so I don't ruin, you know, past Levi's life. But I feel like that's the way to go. Be like, I'm just going to go to the past. I'm going to do my best to just lay low and invest in a bunch of crazy stuff, and then I'm going to be this old guy, and hopefully Tia will accept me. And she'll be like, who are you? And I'll be like, I am Levi. I
am me.
I'm 50 years older.
I got a new identity. I'm going to have to pretend like I'm not Levi, because that's going to be like really whack on our retirement plan and like throw a lot of people off. People would be like, this guy resurfaced.
I feel like Earth might not be in a great spot in 50 years.
That's kind of my concern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd probably be better to go back.
I think I'd go back to the past.
You come back 50 years in the future, your kid is president.
Yeah. If you're
so
lucky.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. My kid invented iPhone 100. Okay. That's cool. Anyways.
I like
Laz, would you like to try to answer this question?
50 years in the past, 50 years in the future.
Yeah. You have to choose one.
Okay. Here's the problem. If we go 50, you said that's the 70s?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if I go back to the 70s, I'm going to get addicted to cocaine.
Yeah, that's true. It was everywhere.
There's so much of it. But if we go 50 years in the future, I'm afraid I'm going to get addicted to even crazier drugs. Because you don't know.
Yeah.
The thing is...
Future drug.
Man. 50 years at this current age?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're your age.
Dude, yeah.
The tech could be crazy. The technology could be crazy.
They could de-age you. I mean, why would you want to? I guess you'd only be like, 26? How old are you?
I'm 26, yeah.
Yeah.
But you did the reason. You're like, I want to, you know, make a... You want to play the Vegas odds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to hope that nothing changes.
It's a little sus, man. It's a little sus of you.
I mean, I'm just taking the hand that I chose.
But also, me saying I'm going to get addicted to drugs is not much better. So, let me think.
Not great.
I'm trying to think of a way I could do both.
Both.
Get the tech, but also the planet could not be here in 50 years. We'll just see what happens.
Well, I mean, technically, it won't be here in 50 years. We're moving. Blast.
Oh, yeah.
We are a giant, organic spacecraft moving through space.
You're right. The water might not be as blue. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, dude. There probably won't be water 50 years.
We're going to get rid of all the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll probably just...
We're going to find Nessie one way.
That's right. Yeah, we are.
We're going to drain that.
We're building a big old Amazon warehouse in that big lock, as they call it.
Just Powerade, man.
Yeah.
we're not going to have water anymore. We're just going to have Powerade.
Yeah, true. We've moved beyond water.
Because
we figured out Powerade is better than water.
Because...
I like water because it's blue. And I like Powerade because it's blue.
Yeah, blue
so
Powerade.
So why wouldn't you just drink Powerade because it tastes a little better?
Yeah, true.
I would probably go 50 years in the future.
Mm. Interesting. I wasn't expecting that. Are you the first one to say?
Actually, no. No, I'm going to go in the past.
Okay.
I'm going to go in the past. I'm going to invest my money in stocks. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to buy up all the antiques that are worth a lot of money now. Buy all the mid-century.
All the stuff. Cards.
I'm going to buy all the Levi's Type 1 jackets that are worth $10,000. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy all those up from the 1930s. Yeah, I'm going to be rich.
Let's just say.
It's going to be good.
I'm going to invest. Well, the thing is, I don't even have to touch anything until 2015. Or whenever Bitcoin comes out, that's when I just have to.
True.
And then I'm good. I don't have to invest in stocks.
Just get a couple Bitcoins at the beginning.
Or invest $100 in Apple.
Yeah.
Or $100 in the Facebook in 2005. So
just walk around California until you find guys and be like, $100 for you? Yeah. I'll come back later. I'll be back in 50 years.
I'm like, what do you think of Silicon Valley? What do those words mean to you?
Yeah.
So,
well, there you go. We've solved it. Hillary, did you ever say what you would do?
I would go in the past. Yeah. Similar reasons.
Because of the style.
The style.
Yeah, because she'd be groovy.
I'd be so cool.
Disco band.
Yes. You can wear bell bottoms again.
I'd be
again,
hip. Finally. Yeah, I can wear my bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Similar reasons. I agree. I don't think I'd want to go to the future. Mm-mm. Nope. That's what
I do. But if you went to this, if you went back to the 70s, would you still want to live in Kansas? Like, I'm moving to California.
I don't know. I'd probably go somewhere totally different. Maybe not even in the States. Maybe some other country.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a world traveler over here.
Interesting.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, gonna leave us again. Yeah. Probably for about 6 months. Yeah. So then come
then
right
come back.
Back.
But you guys don't even know that I'm back. You guys don't.
It's true.
You guys don't know. No.
Yeah.
Like, you know? All that happens is Hillary goes into space.
I never come back.
Is, and all of a sudden, as soon as she leaves, oh, another woman, 50 years older than Hillary, that looks exactly like Hillary. Is like, hi, guys. It's
I'm
me.
Here.
It's me. I'm rich.
Yeah.
I'm really rich.
What's up?
Sorry, kids. I'm gonna. You know, I'm pretty old now, but I've paid for lots of, you know, treatments.
Done a lot of.
I can live for a while.
$6,000.
Yeah. In fact, I used all my money to invent a de-ager. So. Wow, you are so
world hunger solved. Every world
can fix everything
because I have all the money.
That's right. Could solve it all.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you guys want to move on to something else?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Are we done with conspiracies?
Sure. Yeah, what else?
Man, it was so fun. Such a good time.
It's over.
I'm semi, I stay automatic. Money add and multiply. I call it mathematic.
I could listen to that over and over. Anyways, what is on the board?
Dress code.
Is this the right plan?
Yeah,
Levi.
Yep.
New plan, dress code.
All right, we got to figure out the official dress code that we're going to have every week.
Okay, so a global order comes down, and we the people have to vote on it, okay? From whoever the global leader is at this time, the king of the world, but not Jesus.
Yeah.
A different one. A man king. And he says, you have to vote.
How cool is God?
You have to either all wear the same thing. We have to have a universal dress code. You either have to all have the same curfew. And we'll honor time zones, so you don't have to all go in at the same time universally. Or, like, you have to all be on the same meal plan. We'll give you a couple cheap meals, but mostly, you're going to be on the same diet every single day. The whole world is getting rice, a protein, and some fruit or something every day. If you had to choose, which one would you go with?
Dude, I think I would do dress code. Mm-hmm. It just depends on what the dress code is, but if we're all wearing, like, track suits everywhere or something, that would be cool.
Red track suits.
Track suits. Or if we're in, like, WALL-E and we're all just wearing cool, futuristic, like, Marvel suits.
Hmm.
I'm all in.
I feel bad because, see, if we do clothing, Laz is out of business. But if we do meal plan, Lucas could be out of business.
Oh, Frank, you're right, dude.
And if we do curfew, I mean, Hillary might be out of business.
Betrayal.
No more crime.
No more crime.
Betrayal.
So I don't know. I definitely don't want a curfew. That just creeps me out.
Curfews
like the
bro.
Idea of, like, you know, going back to being like, get inside your house and don't come out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, don't tell me what to do. But
dress code kind of makes me happy because it's like I don't have to worry about it. Like we're just gonna all be wearing. But then I get to the point where I'm like, okay, meal plan. I probably need this in my life more than the other two. Like this is the one thing that I don't do a good job of doing on my own. So if they're gonna tell me this is what you're gonna eat, and on weekends, cheat days, go to your favorite restaurant that's only opened on these 2 days and enjoy. If it got rid of me having to shop for groceries and all that stuff, I mean, I wouldn't be totally against it. Do I want it? No. But out of the three, I feel like meal plan would be like the easiest one for me to jump on.
Sure.
I think
it just depends on like how dystopian or benevolent this overlord is, because if it's a dress code and we all have to wear like, you know, freaking...
No more vintage, dude.
Yeah, that's all right. But as long as we get to be comfortable.
Vintage only, actually.
Yeah, just vintage. There we go. Then
I have a feeling if we do this meal plan, it's going to be like astronaut food. It's going to be like everybody.
Like dehydrated food.
Yeah, you get your paste in the mail. Okay. Eat it. Enjoy it. You know?
Okay, well, that seems dystopian, but you're like, you can wear something really comfortable in your dress code. So I'm like, oh. But curfew, is it like 8 p.m. every night? Like,
I don't know. We have
asleep by 8 p.m.? Like,
yes.
Yes.
What would it have to be for you to be okay with it?
For curfew?
I mean, you're never going to be okay with it, but the most that you'd be like, okay, if I had to choose between these three. Like,
I mean, everyone's on the same curfew, 10. So it's like, I don't feel like I'd be missing out on anything.
Right.
So like 11 p.m.?
11 p.m.
Yeah, I probably could get a really good night's rest.
And if you're like, you know, wanting to hang out, you just tell your bros, sleep over at my house. Curfew time.
Yeah, we just like, got to get things done by 11. That's what I would probably choose curfew, because it caused me to have more structure. Which would be good for me. And also, if everyone has curfew, if it's a world leader, then everyone's going to be a...
Even the world leader is like, every night he gets on the intercom, so he's like, all right, I'm reading a bedtime story, everybody. Okay. Like, get into your bed.
Good night.
Can we still, like, post past 11, or, like...
Is everything shut down?
I think it's just everything shut down. Even internet turned off. Dang. But you can stay awake, but internet, everything's just turned off.
But you can't, like, lay in bed and watch TV or something.
Oh, you can watch a DVD.
There you go.
DVDs
they
only.
Can't control that.
Physical media is still. Yeah, I'd probably do curfew.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Is it? Do I have to wake up at a certain time?
No. Oh yeah, that's another question.
Oh man, that's. I think that they would just say. I think at 4 a.m. they would say, like, hey, curfews, you can get up if you want to. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. Because it has to be, like, pretty early because people have stuff to do. Farmers got to get out there.
What about people that work night shift?
We're done with night
shift.
We
don't have night shift. We're going to be stressing.
The only night is hospital. Doctor, the only exception. Emergency people.
We're going to be such an efficient society because we have curfew that you don't even have to worry about it. Mm. There's not going to be any sickness, nothing. Because they're just going to be so efficient. We're all going to be on the same page all the time. Mm. The traffic's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because everyone's, you know, 5 o'clock traffic, 7 p.m. traffic, 9 p.m. traffic getting home after going out from 7 to 9.
Yeah, this is a logistical nightmare.
Could be bad.
King World Man, he installed it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot more traffic.
I think I'm still leaning more and more towards meal plan, especially if it gets dropped off at my house once a week. Like, I get the more and more I think about it, the more I'm like, okay, do I love food? Yes, I do love food so much. I had 3 pulled pork sandwiches today for lunch, and it was amazing. But
nice.
If all I had like every single week was like, here's your meal plan, you have to eat this, and it's going to be the same thing for lunches and dinners. I don't know how much. I mean, I probably would hate it for a little while, but I'd probably get used to it and be like, now I don't have to worry about ever worry. Like, what am I going to feed my kids? This box of food that showed up at my house. Or I can just go hunting.
It's true. Is there a red dye in the food?
No.
Okay, good.
It's made to be healthy.
Okay, it's healthy? Then maybe I'll do meal plan. If it keeps me healthy, then I'll do a meal plan. Sure. I think all of these are good. I think more control over us is probably good.
Probably the best.
Which is,
I think the new world government. They're pretty benevolent. Pretty good.
Would it help get rid of, if we had a meal plan? Would it help get rid of like picky kids? You'd be like, sorry, kids, this is it.
Yeah,
that's what you got
to
eat.
Yeah, and that, and hopefully, you know, impoverished people who don't have money to eat food.
Right. Everybody would have.
Like,
food.
We're all eating it, dude. Like. Just eat it.
Yeah, well, the
just
meal plan, the kids would never, they'd be like, they've never had ice cream.
Right.
They've never had Twinkies.
It's true.
There wouldn't even be that thought in their mind.
Can you imagine though, like what even our town would look like if you removed every restaurant?
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
It'd be like that has to be more than half of our commerce, I'm guessing. Yeah. So, which is wild.
No more grocery stores.
None.
All they sell are clothes.
Yeah. You can buy clothes.
TVs. Yeah.
The veggie industry over.
Yeah.
The fruit industry over.
No, can you? All that gets shipped to be dehydrated, made into powder, and put in pixie sticks to be sent to us.
Yeah.
What about us having our own like vegetable gardens and things like that?
That's illegal, Hillary.
Yeah.
You can't
like
do that.
Collecting rainwater.
You're under arrest.
You are under arrest. Yeah. They show up at your house and no, I don't know. I did not think these things through that hard. I just was like trying to think of three huge, sweeping, life changing things that would be very inconvenient for all of us.
One more topic.
What else is on there? Yeah, I didn't.
We got these sayings, things that we say a lot
that you don't really like, filler words.
Yeah, crutches. You said you became.
So, what made me conscious of this is I was watching a reality TV show, and this girl on the show is having a conversation with someone, and she uses the words like in response to this person. I love that. Like all the time. So he'd be like, yeah, you know, like I really love going to the beach. And, oh, I love that. And I love that. And she just kept saying it. And I was like so annoyed. But then I started thinking, what are things that I say that are like that? Filler words. And I realized that I say like in response to people telling me something, like I'll often be like, oh, yeah, that's wild. When it doesn't even need to be said or – or I'll say like somebody will say something. I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, why would I say that? That's not even a true response to whatever this person is saying.
Yeah,
it really is not wild.
That wasn't wild.
Yeah, it's actually boring.
It's boring.
I immediately forgot what you said.
Just like people that are like, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like the whole conversation. So I was just wondering, like, are there things that you? Even in this podcast, I've caught myself twice saying, oh, yeah, that's wild, while we're talking. I'm like, and afterwards, I'm like, dang it.
That's okay.
So yeah.
I think we all do a bad job of using like all the time. Sometimes I listen to the podcast and then I listen to myself speak. Yeah. And all I can think about is, wow, I said like about 50,000 times.
50,000 times.
Sentence,
same.
That's okay. I know in our text thread... We, at least me and Laban for sure, are guilty of this. We'll put honestly at the beginning of so many text messages. Like, honestly, and then we'll just like say something to the point now where sometimes I'll type that word and I'll say, no.
Oh, yeah.
You should, I am inherently honest. Yeah. You guys don't need to hear me say it honestly. Or we use definitely, absolutely. Like, I use those two all the time. Like, that absolutely is wild. Or, like, you know, we use like that.
Wow.
And Laban says, that's so dope.
Yeah. Like,
Laban says that?
Yeah, he says, that's so dope.
Yeah.
I feel like we all have very similar ones. Like, all of the things that you guys just said, I feel like I say as well. I say awesome a lot, but I try not to say that word as much anymore because it annoys me.
I reserve it for God.
Yeah.
Only he is awesome.
I like to say beast mode. But that's not a filler word. I just like to say that. And yeah, I say like so much on this show. Whenever I hear myself talk for more than like 30 seconds. Yeah. I just did it right there.
It's so hard.
Yeah, I was just like, oh man, I hate it.
Are there things that you say at the end of a sentence or when a conversation is like tapering off that you use to fill the space before another person starts talking?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was just waiting for my moment.
Because that's when I find myself saying annoying things that I cringe at. I don't know. Like, yeah, just
as,
right now.
As somebody trying to be like somewhat of a glue for us when we do a podcast, I just find myself just going like, yeah, so, okay, anyways.
Okay,
like,
yeah, moving on.
Anyways,
okay.
So,
what else?
What else?
I love
We got nothing else to say. We don't know if we're a show or a podcast. Are we really just four brothers talking to each other?
Yeah, we didn't address the haters last week. We could do that.
You got haters?
Laban's back because he, I think, has stuff to
I think
say.
He has some real things. Yeah, so I can give a little summary, but man, we had an Instagram reel that kept getting, you know, people kept seeing it, and it's getting thrown into different people's suggestions, but
that means no respect.
We didn't ask for this.
No. We didn't. I mean, I wouldn't say by any means it went viral, but it fell into some laps of some people who just did not find it funny.
No.
And they just had to make comments like, where's the joke?
Yeah.
And then some person was like, yeah, they think they have a future in podcasting. Four friends are friends talking to each other and recording it is not a podcast. Yeah.
Joke's on them. We don't think about the future. We live in the present.
That's right.
Okay. We're present show people.
And even when we're given the opportunity to go to the future, we choose the past.
True.
As shown earlier. So,
but yeah, we'll wait until Laban has a chance to address the haters. He'll be back next week.
We won't make Hillary fight our battles for us like we used to when we were little.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'll step away.
Hillary, be my cool sister for just a minute so that my friends will stop making fun of me. My whole childhood.
Were these just randos? Rando people?
Yeah, random people from other parts of the world. That's why they don't get our humor. There's a barrier. Mm-hmm. A culture barrier.
They don't get it. They don't get us. That's a shame.
They don't understand
It's quite a shame.
Yeah, we just... Plus, I went through the following, the people that they followed, one of their accounts. We just do not align with them. I just know, you just have a different.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah, we just wouldn't get along.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
What kind of things did they like, comedy-wise?
First account I saw, Loud with Crowder.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not my style. So...
I mean, Tim McGraw, Drake, Eric Church.
All the suggested accounts when you first make an Instagram account. So,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, Dr. Oz, and Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
All three doctors.
Yeah, the official Instagram account.
Yeah,
crazy.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. They follow all the social medias to stay up with the news.
You got to do that.
I need to know what features are coming.
Yes.
This does remind me of just brands having Facebook pages and Instagram pages. Hillary, I talked to the boys about this in our text thread. You know, back in the day on Facebook when it was like, choose what movies you like. And you just like, and so to this day, I'm constantly seeing like updates from random movies that came out like 13 years ago or even longer. And it's like, why am I seeing this? And it's like, hey guys, 13 years ago, this movie came out. How cool is that? Look at what they're doing now with their lives. And I just happened to be trying to be cool when I made my Facebook page. So I said my favorite movie was The Shawshank Redemption.
Of course.
Because it is a great movie.
It's a good movie.
Recently, the Facebook page... The Facebook page of The Shawshank Redemption went under some rebrand.
What?
And now it's just called The Shaw.
Dude, that's going to be the remake.
The Shaw?
It still has Andy Dufresne or whatever Tim Robbins character and Morgan Freeman as like the profile picture, but it's only called The Shaw.
Is it really?
It has 5 million followers and all they do is spam bot posts. Like they post like articles that are just like trying to get clicks. And they're always it's always just the worst, lowest common denominator of media. Like look at how weird Madonna looks.
Like, I mean, she does look weird now. I'll say that.
You playing Minecraft.
This man went to his garage. You'll never know what he found in there. And I'm just like, I'm so thankful I follow The Shaw.
For all the news.
And it just cracks me up that like, who, like somebody probably went and was like, hey, who runs this page? Because it was probably started by an unofficial person at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Got 5 million people liking it because it's The Shawshank Redemption. People. And they probably were just like, how much would it cost for me to buy your page so that I can just post spam and get clicks and ad revenue? What a brilliant move.
Just instantly get 5 million followers.
Yeah.
Immediately.
For The Shaw.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I will be unliking The Shaw pretty soon. But it has been a wild ride watching it happen.
But now you can get the news from the Shaw instead.
Apparently, it's really interesting news.
It's a multimedia platform. It's not just a movie anymore.
Yeah. It was funny. It was like the first 2 days, people were like, what happened to this? Like, what happened? What's going on? What happened to the Shawshank Redemption? And now people are just commenting like it's, you know, like, oh, that is kind of wild. That is crazy.
Dude, this is going to
be following this page.
Yeah.
Right?
Like people's brains. People's brains just like.
It's actually, I actually like this more than Shawshank Redemption now.
I'm so tired of them just posting word art with get busy living or get busy dying every single day.
Yeah, it's gonna be like a Mandela effect thing where we're gonna look it up and like, Shawshank never existed.
No. It was always the Shaw.
It was always the Shaw.
All right.
But yeah, I like a random page on Facebook for Everwood, and they just wish every cast member happy birthday.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that for about 10 years. It's just an abandoned page.
Just happy birthdays and that's it.
It is sad though. I mean, you can look up like any TV show from like when Twitter started, like has a Twitter page, and a lot of them are still there, and they're just like these dead accounts that are all verified. Yeah, and
that
like,
happens for movies too.
Yeah, like you can look up any show. Like you could look up what was that? Outsourced on NBC. Probably got a Twitter page.
The Twitter's still up. Yeah,
probably still got one. Chuck. Definitely. Chuck definitely got a Twitter page.
I think Chuck
page.
Might still have a social media.
They're probably still alive.
Yeah.
Probably so.
It's kind of crazy that Chuck has a social media when in the show. Chuck is social media.
That's true.
The whole Chuck internet gets downloaded
he is a
to
computer.
His brain.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has the Shaw in there.
Probably.
Chuck
has acquired the Shaw.
Does he know? Has he seen Hilarious Animal Moments captured? Has he seen that post? That post is awesome. Okay. Dang. Anyways, I'm sorry.
That's crazy. Chuck acquired the Shaw.
He's probably the one running this dang thing.
It's awesome.
He probably just sees something.
He's a silly guy.
Yeah. Zachary Levi. Or I mean, Chuck. Sorry.
Chuck. Yeah.
Chuck the real man. The real
the Shazam.
The Shazam. Oh, there we go.
Booyah.
Booyah. Turn it up. Turn up that joke.
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that? Your
back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Anyways.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. It's been fun. Hillary, thank you for joining us, taking time to hang out with us. Laban will probably be back pretty soon. Don't know. Don't care, to be honest.
He's got other crap going on.
He's got other stuff going on. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thanks to Thane Coleman, as always, for letting us use the music at the intro. Check out the travel guide. Check out Thane's music. Happy birthday to Chandler Seymour, of course, as always. Young man, just growing up day after day. Check out Balky Talky, which is Laz and Laban's project they're doing where they're talking hoops on YouTube. So watch those videos. Leave a like on our Instagram. I don't know what to do. I leave a review for our podcast. It helps. It's great. Rate us. Even if you hate us, rate us. And especially because Hillary was on this episode. You should really tell your
friends. Thanks for being on the show, Hillary. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me back.
I have nothing else to say. If you guys do, this is your opportunity.
Nah.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Shout out 007.
She said, rent a supercar for a day.
He's freestyling.
Yeah, the freestyle. I'm trying to
listen
it.
To oldies on my cellular phone. Yeah. Something like that.
All right, I'm putting this podcast to bed. Good night, podcast.